All right. Welcome to another edition of Sabbath Lounge. And I just want to give you a quick preview. This is week two. Noah's name means rest. And Noah was a righteous man. He's asked to build a covering. You go back to the wedding model. Man builds a house for his bride. So some interesting things about the names. Ham means hot, hot-headed, if you will. Shem is one of the most interesting names. You know, Shem is whom the line of Yeshua comes from. This word is directly connected to the same word used in Hebrew for oil, which has to do with fame, your essence, and the glory and honor of Yahuwah. So these two concepts are directly connected. And then Japheth means formless expansion. You also have Noah, you know, in the concept it never rained up until this moment. Probably only ate plants. The animals came to Noah. They did not come two by two. They came also, well, I mean, they did some of that, but they also were in seven pairs of clean animals. You may not have noticed that before. Genesis 6, who are the Nephilim, the heroes of old, men of renown. All of creation goes bad. Maybe genetic engineering. So if you've never studied out the Nephilim, look into it. Look at Enoch. Noah plants a vineyard. He gets drunk. He gets naked. You see this weird thing about Noah and his, Ham and his father's nakedness, which was Noah. So kind of weird in Leviticus 18 in the King James, the nakedness of thy father's wife shall that not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. Definitely it wasn't about his dad being naked. That was not the sin. There's a great timeline. You can find this online. It's just a fantastic. I encourage you to take a look at this. This helps you kind of see how everybody fits together and who beget who, and all the way to the Tower of Babel. But once again, this is something you've got to check out. You got to read your Bible. I encourage you to read these Torah portions as a good part of the world reads them together at the same time, coming into the same knowledge. But just encourage you to keep in the Word. We live in crazy times, and turn off the TV, and we should look at God's Word more. And check us out online at sabbathlounge.com. We have a lot of content on that website. We also are in almost every podcast player there is. Thank you.